Good morning and welcome to our morning devotions for today, Saturday, the 9th of March, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Colin Saunders, the Assistant Curator of the Pro-Cathedral of Christ the King, Freeport, Grand Bahama. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversity which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I want us this morning to look at Psalm 90, one of the psalm readings for this morning's morning prayer. The psalm is said to have been written by Moses in the first few verses 1 to 6. We read these words. Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to another. Before the mountains were brought forth, for the land and the earth were born, from age to age, you are God. You turn us back to the dust and say, go back, O child of earth, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday, when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You sweep them away like they are like a dream, like grass that remained in the morning. In the morning, it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening, it fades and withers. In these words, Moses compares the eternal nature of God to the temporary nature of us mortal human beings. In hearing these words, we should cause us to realize that we are not like God. God has no beginning, but we do. And while God is from everlasting to everlasting, we are not. In verse 6, Moses reminds us that we are like the grass which comes up in the morning, flourishes and grows, and then in the evening the grass fades and withers and is gone. The psalmist is saying that our time on earth is limited and is therefore precious. We have no time to waste. Time is valuable. Now you might hear people say, I will make time for you, or I will make time to visit the church in England, whatever. The reality is that we cannot make time. Truth of the matter is, we have no control of time. We cannot extend time, we cannot go back in time, nor forward in time. The only time we have any say over is the time we have today, right now. We had time yesterday, but it no longer belongs to us. We may have time tomorrow, but that is not guaranteed, for tomorrow is promised to no one. We're not even sure of the next minute from now. And you have a saying, here today, gone today. Like it or not, our time is in God's hands. And the only time we have any say over is the time we have right now. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we should do our best to make the best of the time we have right now. The time we have right now is valuable. Our time right now is precious. That's why in verse 12, Moses asks God, teach us to number our days. In other words, to count or value our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. In short, the psalm is telling us to make good use of every day. Our days on earth are precious, so use them wisely. In the simplest term, Moses is saying, make every day count. Unlike God, we do not have forever in this life, and so we cannot afford to waste time doing foolishness. We have to make every day count, make good use of our time. Believe it or not, life goes by quickly, especially today. As we approach 3 score and 10, people in my generation are asking the question, where did the years go? Time is passing quickly. Doesn't it seem like yesterday we were singing those glorious Easter hymns? Imagine in a few days you'll be singing them again. Life goes by quickly, so we need to live wisely, to make the best use of every moment. We need to make every day count. I tell parents of young children, enjoy their childhood because they will grow up quickly. I tell young people, enjoy your youth. Don't try to grow up too fast. Make yourself adults before time. My mother used to tell us as children, you have more time to be a grown-up than you have to be a child. So make the best use of your time now. Enjoy time with your family, your loved ones. Realize that the people you love could be gone tomorrow. Make the best use of your time with loved ones now. Get rid of the grudges and the malice and negative attitudes. Get rid of your old hurtful baggage. Get rid of your extra stress. Make the best use of your days every day. Try to enjoy every moment. The familiar verse of Psalm 118 says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I believe it is also saying to us, this is the moment that the Lord has made. We must be glad in this moment as well. Enjoy the moment where you are right now. Don't worry too much about what you were a year ago. God is not concerned with what you used to be. He's not listening to the promises you made about how good and faithful you will become. God is concerned with what you are and who you are right now, today. God knows that who you are today is a starting point for the better you will become tomorrow. And so be satisfied with where God has placed you right now. Be satisfied with the blessings He has given you right now. They may not be all you want right now, not to fill all your desires, but be thankful and make the best use of whatever you have right now. Brothers and sisters, life is short, therefore life is valuable. And so, let us live wisely. Let us make every day, every moment count. Let us pray like Moses. Lord, teach us to number our days, that you may get a heart of wisdom. Amen. We're so grateful for you who have taken time to listen to this devotion, and most grateful for you who join us regularly. It is our prayer that you find these devotions to be such a blessing that you would share them with as many persons as possible. May God bless you as you move by His grace throughout this day.